everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John. John engineering and producing the program. It is Tuesday, June 6th, 2023, the anniversary of the landings at Normandy, France, on June 6, 1944. Our show, in its 13th year, broadcasting from the Green Thing, Zocalo Village Studio. Radio station is 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted news and talk, worldwide live listening podcasts, and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. For our telephone interviews, our live line presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Let's utilize the live line and speak with Dennis Hoffman, who closely studies regional economic issues in Arizona. He conducts economic research for most major businesses across the state, several state agencies, and numerous foundations. Dr. Hoffman is the director of the L. William Seidman Research Institute at the W.P. Carey School of Business. He is the director of Office of the University Economist. His work includes the construction and maintenance of the tax revenue forecasting model used by the state of Arizona's budget office. And that's been, he's been involved with that since 1982. Dr. Hoffman, how are you, sir? How's your early summer going so far?
Things are fine. Still, we're looking for the monsoon up here in Tempe, but things are fine. How about in the old Pueblo Bell? How's things down there?
While I was away on vacation, we had kind of a false monsoon, some cloudy, rainy days. And of course, anytime it rains in the desert, Dennis Hoffman, you know we will always take the rain. All right. The Arizona economy started off 2023 in solid shape. The labor market generated strong job growth. Look at these low unemployment rates, those numbers in April. Here in Tucson, we hit a low that we haven't seen since the 1990s, 3.1%. Is the mid-year report looking pretty darn good, sir?
Well, it is, you know, it's a puzzle as always. You know, most economists are talking recession, talking slowing, talking Fed tightening, and oh my goodness, these regional banks are collapsing. Where's the money going to come from? Recession will come, but it never comes, Bill. It never comes. So, you know, economists, have you noticed that economists aren't always correct? I mean, I hate to say that about my profession, but we're not always correct, and you are right. Things are doing pretty well. If you want the latest, the individual income tax payments this spring were far, far lower than they were last spring, and for several reasons, some of which are institutional, tax cuts and incentives for filers to move from one filing category to another, but also capital gains incomes are way down. And so, you know, the tax base is just generating a lot less revenue than it was a year ago. So I'm hopeful that those agencies this spring that, you know, that when they finalize the budget, I hope they're happy with what they got, because, you know, it might be slim pickings a year and 2 years from now as we go down the road, Bill.
Really interesting. The governor signed a budget into law last month. However, the legislature is technically in recess. They have not adjourned the 2023 session. Normally, as you well know, once the governor signs the budget, everybody's out of there and the session is over. This was unusual, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit unusual. I guess there's a few things, and I'll have to admit, I'm not a legislator or watcher here in Arizona. Watch the budget, and I really worry about revenues and revenue forecasting. One of the things I think still on the docket is the folks at the Capitol are still trying to figure out whether or not they're going to allow us voters up here in Maricopa County to extend our transportation tax. You know, we like to make sure that we can get around from one point in town to the other up here in Maricopa County bill, and we'd like to be able to vote on that. It's not to raise the tax. It's just to continue the Maricopa County road fund tax that we've had in place for decades here to pay for our roads. You know, you ought to come up and drive up here in Phoenix sometime, Bill. It's a little easier to get around than it is in your town,
yeah.
At least based on my experience.
You certainly have a robust freeway system, which we do not have, and I think we are the largest city in the United States without an actual freeway system, not counting I-10, which is an interstate
Correct.
System. Let me ask
Correct.
You, I'm curious to get your take. The University of Arizona last week did their 20th annual Economic Outlook Breakfast, and Dr. Hammond, was the UA economic forecaster, was saying that the job growth in the state is forecast to decline from 4.2% in 2022 to 2.2% this year. And then in 2024, he predicts could go down to 1.5%. What is your take on that? Do you agree, or do you have a different kind of a different nuance to that, Dr. Hoffman?
So first of all, I have tremendous respect for George and all the good work that he does there at the U of A. We, unlike the athletic departments, we really don't feud, Bill. we're on very good terms. And I would suggest that what he's picking up and what his models are picking up is the consensus. And the consensus is for slowing nationally and slowing regionally. And we get, you know, both his unit and ours get, you know, inputs from the same national prognosticators that forecast for regions, and we blend that into our own models, and then it all comes out of the sausage machine. So mm-hmm. I'm seeing what he is seeing. What I'm trying to understand is whether or not we believe it. And part of this is can the Fed achieve a soft landing? Can we actually navigate our way through this storm? Earlier this year, I was less confident when the banking sector went down, when real estate went down. I mean, everything seemed to be in the cards for a slowing this year and, into next, really a sluggish picture. But, there's still a lot of interest in this state from the economic development community. There's still a ton of people moving here. So we will have to see if those kind of dismal employment numbers really, really come to pass. But I know where they're coming from. I see I see those kind of job growth numbers, up here in Maricopa County as well. But seeing isn't always believing. So we really keep a close eye on this. And there's one thing about forecasts. Forecasting and that is forecasts can change, and that's our current outlook. It's based upon a sensible scenario, but we'll have to see if we revise.
I'm sure you saw the front page in the New York Times last week about Phoenix and limiting new developments because of the water situation. The governor's office has tried to walk that back. Many were saying it was taken out of context. What's your take on it?
Well, we still have a lot of availability to build up here. I think the real challenge, unfortunately, in the state of Arizona and throughout the desert Southwest, really, is if you actually looked at the water needs from urban areas and from people and from industry and from commerce, we've got plenty of water. Where it runs out, and it runs out really pretty quickly, is that if we factor in the claims on the water from the agricultural community and agricultural industries, and frankly, Bill, they have the law on their side because those folks wrote the legislation originally. So we've got some transitions to make in the state with respect to water usage. But it is complex in the sense that You know, the urban areas do use water, but agriculture uses far, far more water. But it's very complex. Our Native American community is home to some of those water rights, and you know, folks in the agricultural industries have water rights, and a lot of folks in California have water rights. My worry actually is monitoring water usage in the rural areas. I think we've got pretty good controls in the urban areas, and we watch that closely. And that was really at the root of this kerfuffle that came up last week with respect to available water in Phoenix. I wish we knew more about how much water is being taken from the ground in you know, across the state for agriculture. I mean, all bets are that it's a lot, and that it's going to you know, a handful of businesses and a handful of industries. But a complex situation, not one that's going to be solved by a great water year, even though this was a great water year, thank goodness.
All right, Dr. Dennis Hoffman, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you later this summer. Thank you, sir.
Indeed. We'll talk to you in a month or so, Bill. My best to everybody in Tucson.
Thank you very much. Dennis Hoffman, director of the L. William Seidman Research Institute at the W.P. Carey School of Business, director of ASU's Office of the University Economist. Shelley Fishman with me in studio. We'll talk more money with Shelley giving me a thumbs up. I'm always ready for that. Buckmaster on a Tuesday right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, pedestrian, bicycle, and many other transportation improvements across the region. Pima County voters approved the plan in 2006, and the RTA is working with the Citizens Advisory Committee to prepare and present a new draft plan as early as 2023 for public review. Learn more about the process at rtanext.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shell, how are you today?
The economy is too, so it's a great Tuesday.
Yeah, we finally got this the debt limit thing behind us.
How in the world?
I don't know.
Could that have happened? We have this senile old president who can't apparently walk three steps without tripping over something, and yet he negotiates these bipartisan deals that are kind of unique in our current history. It's really great. He did a nice job. Everybody was very positive about the negotiation teams, and they put it behind us. It's great. And they put it behind us until after the next election. So it's not really an issue for the 2024 election.
So does this mean that the Bears may be in the rearview mirror?
That's always a good place for Bears to be. Certainly on Friday, the markets loved the news.
Yes.
We had our best day in the markets on Friday this year yet, and close to our best in several years. A little bit of profit taking on Monday and today is overall positive, but not very positive. There's always headwinds in the economy, and as Dr. Hoffman said, economists, tend to look at glasses as being half empty rather than half full. But when you take a look at the results that we got with the debt ceiling issue being taken off the table for now and the spectacularly good employment number that came out Friday morning, as I've been saying now month after month after month, there is no impending recession. At some point there will be one. We don't know when. We don't know how deep. But all the indicators, with the exception of possibly inflation, but even the inflation number is moderating significantly, shows a very, very strong economy despite all the gloom and doom that some people are talking about.
Boy, there were a lot of jobs filled in May. My goodness, almost double the forecast.
Exactly. So we had, let's call it 340,000 jobs in May. And the March and April numbers were also, which were good, were revised upward. So we now have in the first, two and a half years of the Biden administration, almost 12 million new jobs created. Mm-hmm. And we have, even though the unemployment rate ticked up a little bit because more people entered the job-seeking, the group of people seeking jobs.
Job seekers.
Yeah, the word is escaping me. Don't ask me why. The unemployment rate did tick up to about 3.7%, which is 0.3% higher than last month's, but still an awfully good number and still, among the lowest unemployment numbers we've seen in a very, very long time. In essence, we have full employment. Now, there has never been a recession during a time of full employment. That just historically doesn't happen. The number that some people are really kind of focusing on, and we hear it from candidates now, is that the country's debt is so high that it's going to force the United States into bankruptcy.
Mm.
Now, let's get something straight. The United States cannot go into bankruptcy. It's not possible for a country that can mint its own money to go into bankruptcy. The question, and nobody knows the exact answer to this question, is what is the amount of debt as a percentage of total, the total economy, the gross domestic product, the GDP, that is an alarming amount. We're at around 97% of our total debt right now is around 97% of our GDP. We have been higher than that in the past. But that gets to a point where people start saying, if you forecast forward for a couple of years, maybe a decade, and we keep growing at around the rate the current spending would have you grow, that number is going to break the 100% mark and go, you know, into the 110, 115%. And people are saying, oh, woe is me, beating their chests, you know, slashing their wrists. However, you know, our current administration doesn't measure it that way. They say what's important is not the amount of debt as a percentage of GDP, but rather the interest payments on that debt as a percentage of GDP. And because we've had such low interest rates over the past several decades, that number is now below 2% of GDP. That's the number Janet Yellen, for instance, is looking at and saying, so long as we can get interest rates back down and the money that is being borrowed to retire the debt that's already there, so long as that total number stays in the 2 to 3% range, there's nothing to worry about. And the forecasts are is that's exactly what will happen. So, you know, I don't know who's right in this argument. I just look at the numbers as they come out every month, and what we're seeing, despite, as you know, Dr. Hoffman was so keen to point out, that economists are saying there's going to be a recession at some point. I'm thinking that recession isn't going to happen for a while.
The doom and gloomers, though, are saying that the United States, despite the debt limit deal, still the credit rating, I forget which one of the agencies, did drop the United States credit rating.
Well, no, they provided a warning.
Oh, warning,
that there would be another close look taken. But that's not a function of the economic numbers. Okay. That's a function of the politics, Bill. Okay. They're saying, we can't rely on you from year to year to do sane things.
Yeah.
So that makes the money lending community, you know, the banking community,
nervous.
And I think, you know, that was a fairly reasonable warning to come out with. And interestingly, they came out with that warning after the debt limit deal had been struck.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is, wait a second, we have no indication that there's a problem here, except the indication that you politicians are putting on the table every time it feels like, you know, you want to tie somebody to a stake and torture them.
So the folks at the Federal Reserve, it's interesting how they are observing what's been going on. Their meeting is coming up
next week.
So we'll see if they do a skip month. I hope so.
The betting is that because the Fed reached the number of increases that they had said should be able to control this, that they would have a good excuse next week to say, you know, we're going to hold back and pause and take a look at where these numbers are going. We'll see some GDP numbers. And as Dr. Hoffman said, the economy is slowing down. Well, we want it to slow down. If it didn't slow down, we wouldn't be able to control inflation. The idea is if it slows down too far, you could begin to get slowing in the job market. Haven't seen that yet. So, you know, if we have a 1.5% GDP growth year in, you know, 2023 calendar, 2023, that'll still be within the normal range of what we've seen in the past 20 years. If we just, you know, get our tax and revenue situations under control back to, say, the levels where they were in the Clinton administration, we might even be able to balance this budget, as Clinton did in concert with the Congress for 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's the last time the budget was balanced.
It has been many, many months, hasn't it, since the Fed decided to pause. We've had almost a rate increase almost every month.
We've had, yes, we have.
Nonstop.
Nonstop. Each time they've had a meeting, they haven't, I don't recall that they've done a pause. But, you know, They've hit their targets now, and the idea that we can actually engineer a soft landing, which would be, you know, a 1 to 2% GDP growth, keep inflation down below 4%, which is where it is right now, mm-hmm. not year over year, but in terms of month over month, and then start to get control of some of the influences of inflation, that would be good. We have this one problem that's really troubling, which is this strike or work slowdown in the ports on the West Coast, which the president is going to have to address over the next day or two, I think, because that could rekindle
supply chain issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, he may have to step in. I think it might be the longshoremen's union that will be
And he has some propensity to do that. I mean, he's certainly done in the past, for instance, as he did with the potential railroad strike. He understands the tools that he has, and he'll try to get them to sit down and work it out.
Okay, Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure. Things looking pretty darn good as we come up to the kind of mid-year point. The indices have looked pretty good this year so far.
They really have.
I mean,
and so when I just scratch my head when I hear all this Schadenfreude, you know, somebody looking around for one bad number in a bucket full of hopefulness.
All right, we could all use a little hope right now. Thanks, Shelley.
See you later, Bill.
All right, midway point of the Buckmaster Show. Be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Have you always wanted to cruise to Alaska? If that's the case, then you'll only see the tip of the iceberg. At Bon Voyage Travel, we can package the full Alaska experience with a cruise tour. Journey to Denali National Park on glass-domed rail cars. Tour the tundra wilderness and see the northern lights with an expert guide. And of course, relax on your cruise as you enjoy the glaciers up close and personal. Go to bvtravel.com today. Bon Voyage Travel, your Alaska experts.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River. It's just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. If you need anything for the garden, they've got a 13-acre site that is loaded with beautiful things for the garden and accessories as well, like the Talavera pottery on from their Zocalo Village, that arm of the Green Things business. The websites, greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. 53 years of business. They're open daily. Check it out for all of your gardening needs. When we do our telephone interviews, our live line, presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Monica Dangler with us in studio with a real live wire. This puppy, my goodness, this puppy wants to be adopted, and this is the puppy that, well, this is Mr. The Energizer Bunny is cannot
it's
keep
up. It's an understatement, yeah, for sure.
Monica Dangler is with us from Pima Animal Care Center, and Monica, I understand this cute little puppy does not have a name.
No, this puppy has no name. He's about 9 weeks old. He just came to the shelter 3 days ago. And he is, he's ready for adoption. So, Bill, what are we going to name him?
Bucky.
Oh, I like it.
Bucky is with us in studio. And this is the cutest puppy. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Bucky. Just lick the microphone. There you go. Just lick that that beautiful microphone. And this dog is just so cute. Well, we could talk about Bucky the whole time, but what's going on with this pause in adoptions?
Yeah. So we've got lots of stuff happening at PAC right now. So currently we have a pause on, and it's not adoptions, it's a pause on intake. So
intakes.
We're of course still doing emergency intake. So animals who truly need us, those that are sick or injured, aggressive, critically hurt, hit by cars, those types of things, we're absolutely still taking those in. Animal cruelty and neglect, those animals are still coming in. But for those pets that are just, not an emergency, we're asking the community's help to hold on to them, look for their owners. Since most of the dogs that come in are strays, look for the owners, especially if they're healthy, friendly strays, and try to get them back home. We know 80% of the dogs that are found out in the community are more likely to get home if they stay there than come into the shelter. So we know there's people looking for them. So we're just asking the community's help for the next week because we currently just have a lot of cooties. I mean, we've been dealing with this since about December, right, with some different strep outbreaks. The Humane Society had a distemper outbreak. And it really comes down to, strep is pretty easy to take care of because it's an antibiotic. We'll take care of it. Distemper is pretty easy, right, as long as you're vaccinating on intake. We've got the vaccines that help protect animals from distemper. But then we've also got other respiratory illnesses in the shelter, which are pretty normal, like kennel cough. But we have right now pneumovirus, which is, it's just a virus. It's got to work its way through. It typically causes pretty severe pneumonia in dogs. And when they get pneumonia and they're stressed out, it also allows them to get distemper or strep. And that's what we've been seeing with the strep outbreaks, is that those dogs also have pneumovirus, which is making it susceptible. So we're trying to get enough animals or dogs specifically out of the shelter so that we can make a clean break, is what we call it. So we can have a section with dogs that are just coming in. The other dogs can go and they can be exposed to each other, and hopefully we can get all their cooties out and treated.
But this dog, Bucky, is certified healthy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this little monster. I don't know how we could
goodness.
Say. He's been chewing on me. He's got really nice sharp teeth. He's
how
good
old
to
is
go.
He, 6 months?
He's 9 weeks old.
He's 9 weeks
old. Yeah, I know. He'll probably be like 50 or 60
pounds.
Oh,
my goodness. If somebody is looking for a beautiful, energetic little guy, oh, my goodness. And he loves being here on the radio. His paws are hitting the table here, and his tail's knocking against your chair. Bucky is available for adoption. Talk about the 4th of July. This is always a big issue. We always try to bring you in a couple of weeks either, or well, always around the 4th of July, because this is the tough time of year for you all over at the Pima Animal Care Center, because so many of the dogs, and this year it's like a 4-day weekend.
I know. I think 4th of July is like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, boy. And
so
many people are going to be taking Monday as well. So it's like a 4-day weekend. So.
Well, when it's in the middle of the week, we see fireworks on both ends of the week, too, which just adds to the issues. But, 4th of July, I mean, now is the time to start taking precautions and getting ready for it. If you have a pet at home, maybe you know they get scared, maybe they're new to you, or they haven't been scared in the past, but it's always good to, you know, be prepared just in case. And there's some real easy things to do. Now, preventatively, if you know your pets get scared, talk to your veterinarian, see if they might be able to give you some type of sedative for those evenings. But then also, if your dog is microchipped, make sure your microchip is registered. You can do that at my24pet.com. You can do it for free there.
Wow.
So register the pet. So if they do get brought into a shelter, they can be scanned. You can also go ahead and register your dog on petcolovelost.org. You put a picture in it. You tell people the things your dogs like and don't like. So if your dog does get lost, all you have to do is log in, hit lost. And then if somebody finds it, when they go and log in, they'll see a picture of your dog and immediately be able to contact you. Your information, you'll be able to contact them through their secure platform.
Monica Dangler is with us. Monica is the director of Pima Animal Care Center. Earlier you said, 80% of the strays really are somebody's dog.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of kind of reconnecting with them. So definitely think about that microchip option.
Yeah, the microchip is a great way to go. And we'll be doing a microchip event that last weekend in June. I think it's like the first and second or 31st,
right,
30th and first,
the
something like that.
Yeah.
We'll be doing an event at Keno those 2 days. So if you need a microchip, you need a free one, come on down. But that's a really easy way for you to make sure your pet gets home. And like I said, if you can't make that, register your dog on Petco Love Lost because they have facial recognition. So if the dog isn't microchipped, it can still be matched with somebody who finds it.
Boy, you've had just about every imaginable animal over there. I saw something on Facebook. There was a rooster family that that showed up at Pima Animal Care. What was that about?
Yeah, so we did have a rooster family. I like the way you described that. Early last week, we were notified by the Pima County Sheriff Department. They found a rooster fighting ring that they busted, and they brought those roosters to us. So, you know, the great thing about roosters is they're just roosters. You know, they're a little bit sassy, and that's why they sometimes do those things with them. But otherwise, they can be family pets. They can live on your farm with you as long as you're not with other roosters. So we were able to evaluate them, make sure they were okay, and then adopt them out. And Friends of Pack, our nonprofit partner, even got them little rooster harnesses with little bow ties on them.
Cute.
So, and leashes. So if you want to walk them around, you can.
Well, one thing that very much disturbed me on vacation when we were our time in Puerto Rico, right across from the hotel, Monica, was a cockfighting arena. They had like, I looked this up, 79, almost 80 cockfighting rings on the island of Puerto Rico. And, of course, Puerto Rico is a United States, I don't want to say territory. And back in 2019, they were told the Puerto Rican government, you will stop all of this cockfighting on the island, or we're cutting off aid to Puerto Rico. Well, they've completely ignored that, and I don't know how much aid has been cut off, but over there, it's this huge deal, and people bet on these cockfight. It's really sick. I'm sorry, but
it's a really brutal sport. There's a lot of, you know, any blood sport is a really pretty brutal sport, and you know it's unfortunate when you know we're taking advantage of animals that are put in situations not because they want to be, but because we put them in situations.
Anyway, the situation that Bucky the dog finds itself in a radio station, on a radio show, a live radio show, and this is a cute dog. My goodness, look at this puppy licking your hand. And describing him, he's black with the cutest little white front paws. We could almost call him White Boots. Little White Boots.
Bucky Boots.
Bucky Boots. He's wearing Bucky Boots, the white paws. How does someone go about finding Bucky?
Yeah, so that's really easy. You can go on to Pima.gov and look for the puppies there. And we'll be updating his name.
Please do.
Very quickly.
Please do.
And we'll also make sure we'll take a picture and post him on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that would
so
be good.
So people can see him with his
number,
which is how you would find him.
What's the animal population looking like here this summer?
Yeah, so we've been doing better than last year, so that's amazing. We were down to about 460, and now with this closure, we're hoping to get down to about 300 so we can kind of really clean and move the animals and do everything we need to do. We're at about 390, I think, is about where we're at. So we have a little ways to go, but the community's been super responsive, coming out, fostering, and adopting for us. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about, you know, taking something home like distemper, if you have dogs at home, we're vaccinating and microchipping any of those dogs as well when you take them home to help give you a little peace of mind.
And people can find out more about you. Just Google Pima Animal Care.
Yep, you can go to pima.gov/animal care.
Okay, or follow you on Facebook. You have a very active Facebook presence, and your name is Monica Dangler, and you're all over Facebook, that's wise. Use social media to help out these animals.
Absolutely.
All right, Monica, always a pleasure, and we'll catch up with you down the road, as they say.
Amazing. Thanks
all
for
right.
having us.
Thanks a lot. We'll take a break right here. The summer art scene, everybody says, oh, everything closes down in the summer. Well, Dan Gibson's going to give us kind of a summer arts update right after this.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane in North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com. The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. The RTA tax is collected throughout Pima County and averages about $100 million in revenue each month. The RTA is the largest annual funder of regional transportation projects in the region. The RTA tax funds priority projects that were approved by voters in 2006. See details in the latest RTA annual report at rtamobility.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary.
home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
This is Kate Delaney. Join me tonight for a conversation about what's happening in the world that affects you. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Our thanks to Monica Dangler from Pima Animal Care Center for bringing in Bucky the dog. We named the dog Bucky right here on the air, and as I am speaking right now, I am going to be posting a picture, there it is, of myself with Bucky, and folks can see that right now. I just posted it to the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page, and there he is. Bucky is available for adoption from Pima Animal Care Center. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Make a great getaway. Only about a three-hour drive from Tucson. Lots to do over there. Just check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org. What to do and where to stay. And even some great places to eat as well in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Well, let's welcome now Dan Gibson to the Buckmaster Show. Dan's going to, Dan, the myth about summer in Tucson is that there are no arts activities. First of all, good to see you. And you're following today an animal act. How do you feel about that?
So, you know, you're supposed to work with kids and animals, right? Is that how it's supposed to work? I don't remember. I originally thought I was going to be on the air on Friday because I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. So I've just been on hold this whole time, but I'm ready to go now.
You've been on hold. That's right. You did
just
call.
Waiting, just waiting for my moment.
We had Matt Russell.
I am very pumped about local art.
We had
Tucson
Matt Russell.
The summer is the best because it's Tucson for Tucsonans, right?
Yeah.
We've run out the loiterers, the dilettantes, the riffraff. This is real Tucson stuff happening in our community right now. And I would say my favorite time of the year. I can handle the heat. It's no big deal. But there's plenty to do.
Like what?
Oh, great question. I'm glad you asked. You know, actually, tomorrow at the Center for Creative Photography, they've been doing a program with Arizona Arts Live, which has been pretty interesting, called 8-Track. It's a performances that are – it's sort of timed with the Linda McCartney retrospective that's there. But eight or local musicians each wrote original song based on an archived image of the Southwest that the Center for Creative Photography has. So these artists are performing in the gallery at the center Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. The 7th, it's Nicandro Goreke. I'm probably butchering his name, but he's a local guitarist. So he'll be doing one song that's based on an archive from their archive, but then also performing his own original songs as well. Pretty good time, and plus you get to hear music in an interesting place. Like, I don't know if I've ever heard music in the Center for Creative Photography gallery, so why not, right?
I don't think they've ever had a concert over there. I could be wrong, not that I've followed it that closely, but it doesn't sound like something they normally do.
Yeah, so I really appreciate what Chad's doing over there at the Arizona Arts Live, is really trying to bring more of the programming outside of Centennial Hall into different places, including places on campus, and this is one of those initiatives.
All right, sounds good. What else?
Well, if you enjoy theater, you know, we have a real treasure in this community with Live Theater Workshop. We're sort of in that middle time period. There's a show ending on June 10th, Lungs by Duncan McMillan, which is a conversation between a young couple about whether they want to have a child or not, which is this got a real sort of tension to it, a two-person play. But then also opening on June 15th is another show called Walter Cronkite is Dead, which is news to me. No, he's been dead for a while. it turns out. That's actually a performance about people in an airport amongst who all have their flights delayed. So it's a conversation of a boisterous southerner talking to a liberal from Washington. They have some wine. They talk about politics. I mean, you know, what more could you ask? And that's running until July 8th. So if you want to see Lungs, you got to see that before June 10th. Walter Cronkite is Dead begins on June 15th and runs through July 8th. And all that's at livetheaterworkshop.org.
Okay. How about some of the visual arts? You have any more there?
No, I don't at all. No, I do. I do. No, I'm kidding. Speaking of collaborations, I'm a big fan of these sort of things. Mocha Tucson is having a collaboration with the Loft Cinema that's happening this Wednesday, June 7th at the Loft at 7:30 p.m. They're showing a film about the Korean-born artist Nam June Paik. He passed away in 2006, but he was a pillar of the American avant-garde. They actually called him the father of video art, and he coined the term electronic superhighway before the internet was actually like a full thing. So it's a conversation about his work, clips of his video performances, but also such art luminaries. David Bowie appears in it, Philip Glass, Allen Ginsberg, Laurie Anderson, John Cage. I don't know if he's speaking or not, but John Cage will be there as well. So it's a really great show. It's happening at 7:30, regular admission prices, and they're still accepting passes for this at the Loft Cinema. So this is your one time only to see this film in theaters. You might want to make the most of it.
All right. I could actually take a couple of more, Dan Gibson.
Oh, you're really working me today, Bill. Coming up, one of my favorite things about Tucson Museum of Art is that second Sunday of every month, they have their second Sundays. The AZ in days is sort of highlighted, right? Like Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's their family day there. Do you get it, Bill? You get the joke?
I get it.
Okay, great. So that one's coming up on June 11th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There are activities from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's pay what you want. So, I mean, if you can't normally afford the Tucson Museum of Art, it's a great opportunity there. But they're celebrating the Arizona Biennial, which is showing there at the museum until October 1st. But they're going to have conversations with some of the artists. They'll have gallery conversation cards and questions that you can answer with your family about the different arts, but also some art activities inspired by some of the artists who are participating in the biennial, like Kate Brakey, Lisa Jensen. And also, from 11:30 to noon, family yoga. And that's absolutely free. So meet some new friends, see some art, do some yoga. I was trying to think of a clever pun about downward facing dog and art, but I've got nothing. But you learn more about that at TucsonMuseumOfArt.org. They also have a bunch of stuff coming up. But if you haven't seen the Arizona Biennial, you have to. It's really really capturing like where Arizona art is going in the next 5, 10, so many years.
Hey, Dan, you mentioned the Linda McCartney photo exhibit. Did you say how long that is up for?
It's up for a bit. I think it's up for another couple months. So, okay. I mean, still got a little bit of time. I think it's until August. I probably mm-hmm. am screwing that up, but I'm frantically checking while we're talking. I'm pretty sure it's August.
Okay.
Linda McCartney, August 5th, 2023. So
perfect.
It's actually a really great show, so totally worth checking out. Not just for the local connection, but just because if you she's an incredible photographer in itself, but also you do get to see a lot of like sort of behind-the-scenes things in the musical world. She was actually the first woman photographer to have her image on the cover of Rolling Stone. So
really? Wow.
Yeah, turns out.
All right, Dan.
Even
I could
married Paul. So
I could take I could take one more quick one before we let you get back to your belated birthday celebration with friends.
I came back for it.
A local eatery. Let's see. Give me a quick one.
Okay, Arizona Theater Company, their current season's coming up, but they think this is the end of their present season. The Legend of Georgia McBride, it's by Matthew Lopez. It runs until June 24th here in Tucson. It is, by all accounts, super hilarious. I've not had a chance to see it yet, but I'm going to try to catch it next week. It's about an Elvis impersonator who loses his job. His rent is overdue, and his wife, baby, he has a baby on the way, and he ends up becoming a drag queen. So, I mean, not at all applicable to the news right now. Nothing controversial about drag queens in the present time and era, but
no.
big songs, like great humor, really great show all around.
All right.
By all accounts.
Happy birthday, belated birthday to Dan Gibson. Dan, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you, sir.
Always my artistic pleasure.
Thank you very much. That'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. Check out Facebook and Bucky the Dog, now available for adoption at Pima Animal Care Center. On behalf of Bill and John and Bucky, hope everybody has a great afternoon.